Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I'm Dylan Tyer, and this is Believe in Ohio State. Welcome, welcome to another week of Believe in Ohio State Football. As always, it's great to have you back with me to talk about the Buckeyes. On this week's show, we're going to talk about a little attendance news in regard to Ohio State and what you might be expecting, or what you can expect, really, for the fall season, the fall football season that really isn't too far off now. We've also got some COVID news within the Ohio State football program and athletic department that's going to set some things back here for Ohio State, so we'll get to that in just a minute. And then I'm going to finish this week up with some recruiting talk. Not necessarily recruiting news, but I just want to talk about what Ohio State has put together in the 2021 class, also what they have coming in the 2022 class, because I know you probably want to hear about some recruiting. I don't talk about it often because I'm more of a what have you done for me lately type of guy. Yeah, all these guys are great coming to Ohio State, but it's what they do on the field, right? That's what matters. You can have the best recruits in the country, and if they don't perform on the field, they're not worth anything to you. But I'm going to talk about some recruiting this week just because it really is important sometimes, I think, to just take a step back and realize what Ryan Day and his staff have done and what they have coming to Ohio State and how they're managing to keep Ohio State relevant year after year, how they manage to keep this program in the top three, the top four, the top five in the country every single season. So we've got that on tap. Just going to talk a little recruiting here. Some of the guys at Ohio State right now in the 2021 class. And like I said, some people that are still coming to Ohio State in 2021 and then looking forward to 2022 as well. But before we do any of that, we've got to talk about our friends over at BetOnline, because BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The NBA is in full swing, and college basketball is heating up right now as schools are making their way to March Madness. Now, the tournament is coming, and so is the $100,000 Bracket Madness contest, as BetOnline is the spot to be for all your bracketology needs. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, the scores, and the odds, and it's the best way to place your bets, and it's also free to sign up. So head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, let's get into it right now. As I mentioned, we've got some attendance news because multiple schools around the country have come out saying that they plan on playing in front of a max capacity crowd in the fall. I believe Oklahoma is the latest school to do that. And, I mean, just think about it. Yeah, the way things are going right now, I think we're going to be able to have fans in the crowd here in Ohio. You just think, the Columbus Blue Jackets, they have 25% capacity right now. In the state of Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine has talked about Major League Baseball and Major League Soccer outdoor events are going to have 30% capacity this summer. So if the vaccinations continue to go well and everybody gets vaccinated, I don't see why there's any reason we wouldn't have max capacity crowds rather in the fall. And Governor Mike DeWine has essentially said as much in talking about Major League Baseball. He said that he hopes to be at full capacity by the 4th of July. You know, the Indians, the Cincinnati Reds, even the Columbus Clippers, the AAA affiliate of the Indians right here in Central Ohio, you know, they're going to have 30% capacity. He talked about them having 30% capacity to open the season. But he says, you know, as long as everything continues to go in the correct direction with it, which it appears it is right now, you know, he wants to have as many people as possible in these stadiums by the 4th of July. So, I mean, that's great news because obviously college football is starting after July. You're going to have a couple months buffer there to really get things going. So I think I'm on board with this. I think there's definitely going to be people in the crowd for the college football season. And, you know, I'd put my money on it being full capacity as well. I think that's going to happen. I think we're on the right track right now. And I think there's plenty of time. You know, obviously people are continuing to get vaccinated. COVID-19 is going to become less and less. We're already seeing decreases in cases essentially everywhere. So I think we're on the right track, and I feel comfortable saying, yeah, I think Ohio Stadium, I think the Shoe is going to have full capacity when Ohio State starts playing college football again in the fall. So that's just great, great news, I think, to start off this week's episode. You know, something positive to look forward to going forward. But I do have to talk about some bad news as it relates to the Ohio State football program. As, remember, we talked about it last week, spring practices set to start on March 19th. The Buckeyes have now had to pause all team activities because of positive COVID-19 cases within the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. And the Buckeyes now are going to be pausing all activities for at least a week. They announced this news on Tuesday, so obviously not great for Ohio State. They've got workouts right now, they've got meetings right now, but that can't go on at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center because of all these COVID-19 issues. You know, I think it's just a reminder that, you know, COVID-19 obviously still exists. You still have to be careful. You still have to realize and be cautious that, you know, these spreads can still happen. But, yeah, it stinks for Ohio State because it looked like everything was starting to move in the positive direction. You know, all these players, you think about what these players have been through, thinking all the way back to last season with, you know, the Big Ten season initially being canceled. They said they weren't going to play, and then, you know, everything happened as it did, and they played the season and went to the national championship game. But it's just another little piece of adversity for these players that finally, you know, it looks like we're getting back to normal, at least in football sense. We're getting everything going in the right direction. We have something to look forward to. And then just 2 weeks out, it's like, all right, we've got to take a pause. Remember, this still exists. We can't do anything for the next week at least. And let's see how this might affect the start of spring practice. For me, I think it'll still happen on March 19th. But, you know, Ryan Day might want to have extra meetings, extra workouts to get these guys back on track and in the shape they need to be in for that practice to start. But I don't really see that happening. I think it's still going to start on March 19th, unless there are more and more cases within the athletic facility over there at Ohio State. If that were to happen, then they're going to have to delay even longer. We already saw what happened at Michigan just about a month ago. They had to pause all activities there for a couple of weeks, not just one team, but their entire athletic department. So we will see. We will see what happens at Ohio State. But we started off on a positive note with the attendance, so I want to stay positive right now. And I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to say Ohio State is going to get on the field and start their spring practices on March 19th. I'm not too worried about it. It does stink that they've had to pause things right now, and I know it does make some people worried. But like I said, I'm not going to worry about it too much right now. Now, before we get into this recruiting talk, I want to take a brief moment to talk about our newest sponsor over at eBay, and especially what they're doing in the sneaker space right now. Because whether it's rare dead stock or the latest release, finding the exact shoe you're looking for is what happens at eBay. That's the place to be. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair that you've been eyeing. Now, with eBay's authenticity guarantee, your sneakers are meticulously inspected by independent professional authenticators. It's a team of experienced sneaker authenticators that verify the box, the logo, the stitching, dozens of other inspection points as well. Each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity, and it also protects sellers with a verified return process. And for sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated selling fees on sneakers $100 and up, making it free to sell or flip your collection. So go to ebay.com/sneakers today. eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. And as it just so happens, I have been looking for some shoes lately, and I have been going to eBay, checking out what they have to offer, and let me tell you, from my own personal experience, they've got a very, very good selection. And I've bought shoes from eBay before, I've bought golf shoes from eBay before, so they've got a lot of stuff there. I'd make sure to check that out, because there's things that could even surprise you, what they have. I mean, there are some things that I haven't seen before that I've seen on eBay, and it certainly is the place to be if you're looking to find unique sneakers or just whatever sneakers that you've been looking for. But right now, let's talk about some Ohio State recruiting. And I want to talk about some preferred walk-on news. And while you might be thinking to yourself, well, first of all, what's a preferred walk-on? And second of all, why are you telling me about walk-ons? Well, let me tell you. First, a preferred walk-on is somebody that, yes, walks on to the Ohio State football team without a scholarship, but it's kind of a handshake agreement that, yeah, you're a preferred walk-on, so you're going to be on the team, you're just not going to be on scholarship. Now, this news, well, it normally wouldn't be news because, yeah, it's walk-ons. Who cares about walk-ons? All due respect. I know some walk-ons can make the team, can make some noise, and become quality college football players, but some are more important than others, and obviously the guys that everybody really cares about are the scholarship recruits. But this one is kind of unique. Orlando Pace's son, Jalen, who is an outside linebacker, not an offensive lineman, is going to be joining Ohio State in 2021. So I think that's really cool. I think that's exciting. It's some legacy stuff at Ohio State. And I mean, if you're not familiar with who Orlando Pace is, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, he's one of the greatest Ohio State Buckeyes ever and arguably the greatest offensive lineman in college football history. So this is a nice bloodline coming to Ohio State here. Obviously, Jalen is a preferred walk-on. He's from St. Louis. He's an outside linebacker, so he's not an offensive tackle like his dad. But I'll be interested to see what Jalen has to offer because, like I said, it's a good bloodline. Orlando Pace, one of the greatest Ohio State football players of all time. So it's just great to be having his son come to Ohio State. I think that's awesome. He's also going to be joining Caden Saunders, who's the son of Cedric, and Zach Herbstreit, who's obviously the son of Kirk Herbstreit, is OSU legacies joining the program as preferred walk-ons in 2021. So it's not just Orlando Pace's son, Jalen. We've got Caden Saunders, and we've got Zach Herbstreit. So it's a nice little lineage joining the Ohio State football program in 2021. Also, Ohio State offensive coordinator and tight ends coach Kevin Wilson, his son Toby is also going to be walking on this year at Ohio State. Now, they also joined Marvin Harrison's son, Marvin Jr., in part of this 2021 class at Ohio State. He, of course, is a scholarship player, the 15th overall wide receiver recruit in the country. So maybe, I don't know if it's unfair to say this, but I think it probably is. Hopes are probably higher for Marvin Harrison's son, Marvin Jr., in regard to being an impact player in this 2021 class for Ohio State. But hey, I think it's pretty cool to have all these legacies here at Ohio State. Obviously, Marvin Harrison isn't a Buckeye, but his son now is. So just another great bloodline, some more great lineage here in the program at Ohio State. But when I was researching and thinking about all this, it really got me thinking about the 2021 recruiting class at Ohio State. I wanted to tell you guys a little bit more about it because I'm sure you're curious. You know, we talk about the Ohio State program, what it puts on the field every week. We don't talk about recruiting a whole lot here on Believe in Ohio State Football. And I don't necessarily want to change that because I don't view this as a recruiting podcast. I think you can get that a lot of other places. But I just want to talk about what Ohio State has coming in. Because like I led off the show with, I think it's always important to think about and recognize and realize what Ryan Day and this coaching staff have done here at Ohio State. So let's talk about the 2021 class. It ranks second in the nation only behind Alabama right now, and the class includes 5 5-star recruits. That also is second most in the nation behind Alabama, who has 7 5-star recruits. But this Ohio State class has 5 5-star recruits highlighted by Jack Sawyer. He's the number 4 overall recruit in the country, according to 247 Sports. ESPN has him as the number 1 overall recruit in the country, but I'm going to go by 247 Sports. He's a defensive end. He's an Ohio native, so obviously this guy is the real deal. But Jack Sawyer is the top guy for Ohio State in the class this season. He's a Columbus kid, actually. He's from Pickerington, so right by here. So great to have him coming to Ohio State. But let me get back on track. Jack Sawyer is the top-rated recruit for Ohio State in 2021. They've also got Emeka Egbuka. He's the number 1 overall wide receiver, and then the number 9 overall recruit in the nation. So Emeka Egbuka is one of those guys that really highlights the class for Ohio State. You've also got the quarterback, Kyle McCord, coming in, but those guys are who are really highlighting this class. Jack Sawyer, the number 4 overall recruit, and Emeka Egbuka, the number 1 overall wide receiver, and the number 9 overall recruit in the country. Now, a quick note. Another defensive end, JT Toimoloau. That's how I'm going to go with the pronunciation. I'm not quite sure on it, but JT Toimoloau. He's the number 3 overall recruit in 2021. Also a defensive end just like Jack Sawyer. He's not committed right now, but all signs pointing to him coming to Ohio State. So that would really elevate this class for Ohio State, the 2021 recruiting class, that is. You've got Jack Sawyer, the number 4 overall recruit and the number 3 defensive end. Then you'd get Toimoloau, who's the number 3 overall recruit, and therefore the number 2 overall defensive end. So you'd have the 2 and 3 defensive ends coming in the same class. That's pretty good company, and that continues that strong lineage on the defensive line for Ohio State. Now, if you're wondering, the number 1 overall recruit, according to 247 Sports, the number 1 defensive end is Corey Foreman. He's another defensive end from the state of California. But going back to the Ohio State class here, 12 of the 21 commits this year are ranked as top 100 recruits in the country, and 3 are the top player at their position. You've got Egbuka at wide receiver, who I already talked about. Donovan Jackson is the number one overall offensive guard, And then Travion Henderson is the number 1 overall running back. And ESPN actually has Henderson in their top 10 recruits. So, I mean, these guys, there's fluidity in their recruiting rankings, but, I mean, you get the picture. These guys are the real deal. So Travion Henderson, the number 1 overall running back, that's another guy that could come in and compete this season. We don't know what's going to happen there either, but I'm excited to see Travion Henderson because I think he's going to be a star at Ohio State. You know, it seems like Ohio State, no matter what their running back is ranked in the recruiting and all that sort of thing, no matter where they are, the guy always comes in and succeeds at Ohio State. But the number 1 overall running back, that really does excite me. But another thing that excites me, the wide receiver room now at Ohio State, it's got to be the best in the country right now. You've got Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, obviously. That's the best wide receiver duo in the country as far as I'm concerned. You've got Julian Fleming, who was the number 1 overall wide receiver last year and the number 3 overall recruit in the nation last year. So he's in that wide receiver room. You've got Jaxon Smith-Njigba, G. Scott Jr. They were the number 5 and number 10 wide receivers last year. And now you've got Egbuka coming in, the number 1 wide receiver this year. So a pretty stacked wide receiver room. Then you've also got Caleb Burton, the number 4 wide receiver in the 2022 class, coming in next season. And if you're curious, the Buckeyes 2022 class ranks first in the nation. That's buoyed by the quarterback. Of course, that's Quinn Ewers. He is the number 1 overall recruit in the nation. Obviously, that means he's the number 1 overall quarterback. And mind you, he is the highest rated recruit ever to come to Ohio State. He's a perfect 1,000 ranking. He's a perfect recruit. So you've got that to look forward to. The 2022 class, the Buckeyes right now have the number 1 overall class with the number 4 wide receiver and the highest rated recruit at quarterback that has ever come to Ohio State. So I just wanted to talk about that to kind of help you realize the state of the program right now. It's healthy. Ryan Day has this thing moving in the correct direction. He's got a coaching staff that excels when it comes to recruiting. So I do not think it's crazy to say that Ohio State's winning a national championship, at least one, in the next three or four seasons. That's the type of talent that Ohio State has coming in. That's what Ryan Day has done to bolster this program, and it's only getting stronger. I mean, I am so excited for this upcoming season. It's more of an unknown this upcoming season, and I think that's particularly because of the quarterback battle. We're not sure who's going to win that battle. We're not sure who's going to start at quarterback for Ohio State. And that excites me. That excites me. We've kind of known what the Buckeyes were going to be the past three, four, five, even six seasons. This year, I think it's a little bit different. We're not quite sure what the Buckeyes are going to have. A lot of turnover on defense. You've got turnover at key positions on offense. So I'm very, very eager to see what the Ohio State Buckeyes have to offer in the year 2021. So that's going to do it for this week of Believe in Ohio State Football. Just another quick hitter of an episode. If you've got anything that you want me to talk about these coming weeks, please let me know. You can send me an email, Dylan Tyrer, DylanTyrer, at MacMAC.com. You can also message me on Twitter, at Dylan Tyrer, DylanTyrer. Any questions you may have, anything you want me to cover on next week's show or any show in particular going forward, I'm receptive to that. I'm willing to hear what you have to say, and I'm willing to talk about it. But as far as I'm concerned, we're going to continue with some of these more quick-hitting episodes until we reach a little bit closer to the season, and we've got some hard fact to talk about as it relates to Ohio State football and the start of the 2021 campaign. But with that, I got to thank our sponsors, eBay and BetOnline, and as always, thank you for joining me this week on Believe in Ohio State Football.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.